Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In Chi-Town, what's going on, man? You're on with Spadoni and Lubman.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Can you hear me clear?
Oh, I can hear you great.
Okay. Yeah. On the offseason with Buddy Hield, I think we're really underestimating just how great Buddy Hield can be in this Golden State Warriors system. If you look at his stats from last year, I don't think Philly was a great fit for him, because Philly was a more one-on-one type of basketball team where guys want to get shots off one-on-one. So Buddy Hield is more like a, you know, you want to come off the screen, you want to come off the curl, you want to get the shot in the corner type of player. So with Buddy Hield coming and teaming up with Steph Curry in the backcourt, that's actually going to be very lethal, in my opinion, for the Warriors. And I think he's going to be the starting shooting guard. I think the Warriors should look at making him the starting shooting guard, because on the Warriors team, I just don't see anybody better than him at that position at this point. And another thing about Buddy Hield, he actually can get his own shot. If you look at his stats as well, he had a decent stat in the assist column, as well as his scoring column. I had the numbers when he was with Philly. He averaged 12.2 points, but that season when he was with Indiana, he averaged 16.8 points. And you know, him and Tyrese Haliburton, that was a killer backcourt when they had that combination going on. So I think with him being in a lineup with Stephen Curry, man, it's going to be amazing. I think you guys are going to be shocked. So that's all I had to say about that.
That's Alexander in Chicago, who's very high on Buddy Hield.
Kind of hype there for Buddy Hield, actually.
I think you can pump the brakes a little bit. If he's a starter on this team, that means something is wrong, because I do not see him as a starter caliber player on a contending team.
I want to believe he could be the starter. I think my initial reaction...
It's a turnstile on defense.
My initial reaction yesterday was, would he be starting next to Steph? Turnstile on defense. Everyone's a turnstile on defense on this team right now.
We're underestimating Klay Thompson. I know he wasn't what he once was. I do still think he was guarding guys that were a little bigger, the fours, if you will, on other opposing teams.
Well, Klay,
a little bit better.
Yeah, you have that.
Let's relax
too.
A little bit. I understand Klay is not what he once was, but he was not atrocious defensively. Yeah. Against Kyrie and some of the quicker guys, sure, he's older. He's had two major injuries, but Buddy Hield has never been that guy in his entire career defensively.
It's like Monte Ellis used to say, it's never going to work defensively with this backcourt. I mean, Steph's obviously not a terrible defender. He's a capable defender.
He's less than capable. Yeah. He's just not good. That's okay. It's not his game. Let's just call it what it is.
But yeah, I want to believe in the idea of Buddy Hield starting next to Steph. The amount of threes would be fun to watch. But again, the game is played on two ends of the floor here. So it's just, I kind of backed off of that thought pretty quickly. If Hield is starting, either it's because A, something bad happened, or B, you know, he found some hidden stuff in his game that he was able to unleash here with the Warriors. So the scoring, yeah, it'll be there with Steph and Buddy, the defense less so. And that's, I think, where what you do with Wiggins really starts to kind of pop up there, because if you're getting a better Andrew Wiggins, that helps you obviously a lot more defensively. But if he's not going to be that guy,
I mean, right now you'd say the starting lineup as currently constructed, just how Steve Kerr rolls. You got Steph, Wiggins, you got Draymond. I would assume TJD. I don't know what Kavon.
That's my guess. Yeah,
and then you're Pajemski, right?
Is probably gonna be your two guard.
That's the rotation right now, and I don't know how Warrior fans are gonna feel about that. But again, these are depth signings mm-hmm. that they've done. They're a much deeper team. They've got some veteran savvy, coupled with the D'Anthony Melton, who's actually been around for a little bit, but also still relatively young. I love what they're doing, but I get it. Who was my caller from Chicago? Was that Alexander? The Great? Buddy Hield. He's a fine player. Don't expect more than 3-point shooting, which is fine though. That's okay. Big Smooth wants to join in the conversation,
Big
Sammy.
Smooth.
Big Smoothie, as Sonny likes to say, out of Oaktown. Oaktown is big time. What's going on, Big Smooth? You're on with Spadoni and Lubman.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Big Smooth.
Hey, you know, you have to use some, you know, you have to have some NBA intelligence when you're rating this this free agency. Buddy Hield is going to get shots, open shots, that he's never seen in his career. So, Buddy Hield is, if just from the flowing of this offense and Steph's gravity, he's going to get a lot of shots that he hadn't gotten in the past.
Sure, but he's not. So do you think he's starting on this team, Big Smooth? You think he's a starter?
It doesn't matter on this team, because the one thing I like about what Dunleavy. Let me say why. Dunleavy has assembled a team the way Steve Kerr likes to play. It's interchangeable. He can start one game. It's going to be a lot of moving parts. I think the Warriors clearly have the deepest bench in the NBA. If you just look at this roster, and if you get anything out of Post, it's gravy. If you get anything out of Post, if Post can give you any kind of minutes as a big guy who's shooting almost 40% from the three, you know, you got something here. At first I gave it a D, and then I gave it a B. And who knows, there may be another. There's a lot of wings on this team that I'm thinking that there could be another move. I don't want marketing. I think marketing would be a mistake to drain the talent from this team to get a guy who's going to play about 45 to 50 games. I think that'd be a big mistake. I don't think you need him at this point. You may be able to get another veteran big guy who just, you know, one-year deal, two-year deals. But I like what Dunleavy has done. At first, it took a minute to settle, and I'm like, okay. I see, because D'Anthony Melton, he's going to give you defense and can knock down open shots.
Yeah, I like him.
I mean, but I don't think we should just say Pods is a starting two. No, he has a chance to earn that. I think Pods is getting a lot of stuff.
You don't think he earned it last year?
He hasn't earned yet. No, he didn't. Not a starting. Look, you got to earn it again. You don't just go, oh, last year, here's your starting. No, I think you have to see what happens when this team is assembled. Now, Pods is going to play a lot of minutes, but I don't think we should start. I don't know why we're shelling out Pods. Pods did okay last year, but I like Pods, but he's not like, oh, you're a lock for this two guard. No, let's see what happens. He might come off the bench, which will be fine.
That's what's being reported, Big Smooth, and I appreciate the call. That's what Anthony Slater, Tim Kawakami, Marcus Thompson on their podcast for The Athletic were basically talking about. Like, yeah, Klay Thompson did not like the fact that he was going to be given a bench role, and Brandon Pajemski was probably going to be starting over him. Steve Kerr, whether you like it or not, really likes Pods. If you don't like him, I understand. I thought he had a tremendous rookie season, but I could understand seeing the limitations of him at times with his shot, with his defense. He did lead the league in charges for a better portion of the year. He might have finished with the league lead, I want to say. So I understand the hesitancy there, but Steve Kerr likes the guy. Where are you at with Brandon Pajemski real quick? So I'm seeing a lot of Pajemski, by the way, at a lot of Giants games. I feel like he's the ambassador right now for a lot of Warriors.
The Warriors are really trying to lean into making Brandon Pajemski a thing.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, like they're really trying to make him be a thing. They had him debut the new Warriors jersey that they unveiled, which...
Got the ginger, by the way, fellow Gingy. Come
that
on.
That's true, yeah.
It's big for the brand.
Us Reds, we got to stick together.
Let's go.
And by the way, that jersey they unrolled, that very... kind of bland.
Oh, that seems to be the theme for a lot of New Jerseys these days. How is that what the 20th New Jersey they've gotten?
Yeah, the one for every game they're going to get to at some
point. Shout out Trenton, New Jersey. There you go.
Got a Jersey reference. overall, though, on pods, like, he's one of those guys. The word I like to use is tenacious out there. He's very tenacious. Got plays with a lot of energy out there. I feel like the energy and the drive is a little bit greater than the talent, so to speak. You know, there's the stereotype. He's a hard worker. He's probably the last one at the gym. You know, it'll be interesting to see kind of how the league adjusts to him this year. I think you kind of saw it at times last year. Teams are going to go at him a little bit harder. They're going to try and test him on defense a little bit more to see if he can actually hold up on the other side of the court.
I kind of liken it to what Austin Reeves was with the Lakers that first year. He came onto the scene. He was great. And then the league kind of adjusted to him and they picked on him and stuff like that. So I expect something similar to Brandon Pajemski, who kind of plays a similar role. Reeves a little bit bigger guy, a little bit longer, but defensively they're just not up to the par yet. Still relatively young players, but that is an area of emphasis. And obviously, Sam, as you know, Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis both selected to the NBA select team, the American team, I should say, who's going to be training with Team USA, who is starting today, I think, training in Las Vegas.
If Pods could have a similar arc as Austin Reeves, I know he's your boy, and I'll be honest, you know, Austin Reeves, he's one of those pesky NBA players where is he going to make an all-star team? No. Is he going to have this great, you know, incredible career? Probably not. But he's one of those, you know, pest guys that you can, as we are very well aware, can be a nuisance in a playoff series.
A sixth man, if you will. I think that's the ceiling for a guy like Pajemski.
And that's kind of what I would want. If Pajemski's career is as a starter, I just, unless he's played well enough to where you're not questioning it, I'm going to keep questioning it. I know we got calls online, but we got Carter behind the glass right now.
Kinda.
Putting in that work. He's doing that double duty. Carter, the boss isn't in today, so you get to talk on the show. Grade for Dunleavy so far.
I like the A-minus grade. I think that's pretty good. I really don't know where the minus even comes from, to be honest, because I think...
Because they haven't gotten Lowry Markkanen, so fans are mad about that. I'll give him a minus there.
I'm not sure I want Lowry. I think that we've seen from the past what Danny Ainge pulls from trades, and I think if that's the road the Warriors are going to go down, is that going to help them in the future necessarily, giving up that many draft picks? No. And does Lowry Markkanen put them over the top for a championship? No, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think A minus is a really fair grade.
There you go. Let's say Filmo Mike out in Frisco. What's up, Filmo? You're on with Spadoni and Lubin. Yeah, I love that drop.
Hey, nah. For real. I'm in Petrel Hill. Some people gentrifiers would call it Dog Patch, but I call it Petrel Hill. But listen.
Hey, hold, real quick, how was the 4th of July, man? I saw all those fireworks stuff like that. Was it popping? Literally?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bro. It was super lit, bro. Let me just tell you that. Spadoni, it was crazy, bro. I'm still lit. Real talk. I made some good money, and I had fun. You know what it is? It's family.
Yeah.
You create memories with family, with youngsters, and they be like, "Man, Uncle Mikey had the fireworks." That'd be the best feeling in the world,
That's
bro.
Awesome.
Real talk. Because I remember when I was young and all my people used to have their fireworks, and now I used to be so happy on the 4th of July. For real, for real. But anyway, though, Lori Marketing is Kevin Love 2.0.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't want him. I don't want him. I'll pass. You feel me? I'm good. Kevin Love was the man for certain teams, but not for the Warriors at the time. They're going to trade Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson could be Kuminga. Don't trade him, bro. Understand this. You got to build your team from within. Big Smooth hit a home run. He was in his bag. He was saying everything that I felt. Bro, Dunleavy has done an awesome job as far as putting together a team with what he had to deal with. You have to understand context. People understand history, right? It's black history and it's history. But you got to understand the whole context of all history. That's all I want to say. Y'all having a great show, man. Y'all be smooth, man. Carter, I see you, man. Watch your back.
Let's go. That's Fillmore Mike. That was a great call. Rack that guy. 888-957.
That might be. I didn't set up a caller of the week for this week, but there you go. Fillmore Mike. You just did our call of the week right there.
That was great.
We got to get that sponsor at some point.
And I love that he said the memories part for 4th of July, because that's so true. And I was referencing that. Just, you know, going doing fireworks with my older brothers, stuff like that. And although young Benny was not a fan of the super loud ones yesterday, he's getting a little scared. He's 4 years old. That's okay. Especially being in East Oakland, it was definitely kind of a war zone.
There are, again, your walk around, it's always like, you know, I'm carrying plates and stuff like that. You're just like, please don't shoot one off.
I know, right?
I don't want it. Because, like, for the most part, you get used to them, but then there's always that one that's, like, right behind you. Especially, again, when the sun's out, because you're not expecting the fireworks to go off when the sun is out, because that makes just no sense to me. You kind of explained it in the last hour why, you know, the kids can't wait.
They can't wait. We can't wait. That's all right. Hey, and listen, I love Filmo's call right there, because, again, it just reiterates, Sam, what the mess that he inherited with this team. And not just the players, it was the culture that was inherited too. So they're still trying to reestablish something here, bringing in some of these young guys. Yes, Steph is the standard. And I still think this kind of goes back to Draymond Green being on the team. How is that going to affect next year? I wonder what Draymond Green is going to be bringing to the table. At least on the court, he didn't show signs of wear and tear last year. He's still a tremendous player. But where's the mentals at with Draymond Green heading into next season? I think it's going to be
a
big
wild season
card.
In his career.
Yeah, maybe the most important back-to-back?
Probably. I mean, they are all the most important years of his career at this point, if this is the standard he's going to set. If it starts with him, because a big part I've always kind of wondered is, like, if you're deciding what team to choose, you know, what team you want to go play for, how much does the Draymond effect kind of hang there?
I'll say this, not to cut you off. Buddy Hield, according to reports, chose the Warriors situation over the Lakers.
You know, actually, I was actually just about
that
to get
was
into
interesting.
That. I was actually just about to get into that because, yeah, Buddy did say that. But yeah, I'm kind of curious, like, well, okay, I mean, that's kind of interesting. You know, would you rather go play with Draymond and the Warriors or LeBron and the Lakers? I wonder if you had those two options or door number three, how many players are taking door number three there? Because I do wonder, like, with Buddy turning down the Lakers, does he not want to be a part of that circus? I kind of want to get your thoughts on that too, being our Morning Roast Lakers insider. But yeah, Buddy decided to come here. Like, that's great. I'm kind of curious though, how many other players around the NBA are looking at the Warriors and being like, playing with Steph would probably be great. Playing with Draymond, I don't want to deal with that nonsense. Like, he's chased, you know, basically three players away from this organization. You know, I don't want to go there and get chewed out because he wants to make me player number four on that list.
Well, I'm also, if I'm Buddy Hield, I'm not going to the Lakers because I know once I start struggling, I'm going to get chewed out. Not LeBron James, not Anthony Davis. It's going to be me. If I go to the Warriors, coming off the bench, expectations, they were a play-in team last year. They didn't win. Like, I'm gravy right here. Getting my 15, 20 minutes off the bench, shooting some threes. I'm fine with that. And I got Stephen Curry, who, again, Big Smooth alluded to it. And yes, he will provide spacing for me on the court because people have to respect Stephen Curry's gravity and stuff like that. So he will reap those benefits. Absolutely. But Yeah, the situations, it's fascinating to me because the Lakers did make the first round last year. They lost in five to the Denver Nuggets. It was a gentleman's sweep, if you will.
Greatest gentleman's sweep
ever.
And
it was, again, for a five-game series, they were like, the Lakers, I felt like, led for a majority of all those games. But in the fourth quarter, when push came to shove, the Nuggets just did what the Nuggets did.
Weren't they up in all those fourth quarters?
Yeah, they were, and then they lost all of them because they just couldn't have a fourth-quarter bucket.
Yeah, so it was a gentleman's sweep, but it was...
But again,
not, if you watch the games, that was a different kind of jump.
But if you're looking at both the situations, like the Lakers were barely a first round team and they were barely ahead of the Warriors. So if the Warriors switch places with the Lakers next year, I wouldn't be shocked considering the Lakers have done nothing this offseason. The Warriors, again, D'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and now with Buddy Hield, I think Rob Pelinka is having the worst offseason imaginable. I mean, congratulations. You got Dalton Connect fell to you. How's he going to be?
Have
maybe
they
he's
signed
a good
anybody
player.
Yet?
No, they haven't gotten anyone. It's just been
so just connecting Bronny.
Bronny. It's just they haven't done anything. And again, credit to Mike Dunleavy finding his way on what we thought was a hamstrung team when it come to the finances. They've gotten three tremendous depth pieces, and I think it's going to pay dividends going forward, man. So I'm giving him an A minus. What are you giving him? 888-957-9570. 707. What are you saying about Bob Myers? I don't know where that came from. I don't think anyone brought up Bob Myers.
Bob's on vacation this
He's
week.
He's chilling,
so.
Dude. Bob Myers saw the writing on the wall. He didn't want to deal with this stuff. I don't
Bob
blame the guy.
Bob is as happy a camper as he could possibly be right now. He's on vacation somewhere, feet up. His phone is probably on do not disturb if it even has any power. If I'm Bob Myers, I'm letting that battery die, and I'm not turning it on for the rest of the week.
Like, there you go. I thought he was coming into his own, actually, when him and Stephen A. were going at it during the draft shows. I thought that was compelling television when those two were going head-to-head.
I miss most of the draft.
No, that's
so
fine. No, you didn't miss much. Bronny James got selected. That was it.
As I see what Bob Myers, and this is what I think of Bob Myers right now, and just kind of his future and where he's at. I feel like at some point he's going to get a phone call from Steve Ballmer, like, hey, you want to come fix the Clippers? And that'll be a very dark day in Warriors history. I do not want to see Bob go and fix the Clippers. I hate the Clippers so much.
Really?
But, oh, yeah. Well, let's start with those
They're
Lob
such
City.
A nondescript
no,
team
no,
to
see,
hate.
It started with those Lob City years because that was when the Warriors
anything.
Started coming in their own.
Yeah.
Those guys, they thought they were the bee's knees, the next big thing. By the way, did you ever watch Clipped?
No.
That FX? Oh,
no.
You got it.
I'm just catching up on House of the Dragon halfway through episode two.
Oh, it's Clipped is ridiculous. The casting decisions are like, it's like, you know how like with Winning Time, it's like, let's try to make these actors look as much like the people they're playing as possible. Clipped is like, what if these guys looked nothing like the guys they're playing? Like the guy they got playing Blake Griffin, first off, is taller than the guy they got playing DeAndre Jordan. So there's that right off the bat is hard to get by. Blake Griffin in the show looks like some IT manager. Like the guy they got playing Chris Paul looks like what a real life Cliff Paul would look like. It's just it Lawrence Fishburne as Doc Rivers, which is like Doc if like he was, you know, much more muscular and respectable. It's
that
just,
one I'm not as mad about. It's the does he even have the voice? Does he try to do the raspy voice or he just does
no,
his own?
No, it's his own voice.
Okay,
it's,
which is fine. Like you either
not even try to do the Doc Rivers voice.
But it's just like there's always art. Like you always watch those like old World War II movies or just current World War II movies where they just keep everyone's accent. They don't even try to do German or anything or American. They can just go British accent.
Like, I am a German soldier.
Exactly. And then it's just like
they
it's
give
just,
like a terrible accent.
Exactly. Like the movie Valkyrie with Tom Cruise. They all just kept their original accent. So there's creative choices there to be made, but I have not watched a second of that. Winning Time, I caught up that was good. They canceled that after two seasons. That was tough. A lot of people didn't like the portrayal of Jerry West. I thought that was just more of just an over dramatization of what
absolutely
it
was.
And people took it way too seriously. So the clip thing, if I ever do get into it, I'm not going to take it seriously. And it's great that I actually got to watch that whole thing take place.
That was a surreal
week. It was very surreal.
Like,
all of it was kind of crazy.
That whole series was very surreal. And by the way,
Donald Sterling,
honestly,
Anderson
check
Cooper.
Out, check out the show just because it's that ridiculous. The guy that got, they have a brief glimpse of Draymond Green getting into it with Blake Griffin on the court. And the guy that got playing Draymond, he's got an afro, basically. It's hilarious. But basically, comes back, I hated those Lob City teams. They just thought they were so cool. Everyone's like, Chris Paul, he's the point god. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Steph Curry's a better point guard than Chris Paul, which, you know, we were all proven right there. You know, Blake Griffin, he's the darling. It's like, I'd take, you know, Draymond over Blake Griffin any day of the week. Oh, JJ Redick, great three-point shooter. You know, Clay's better. Like, it just everyone, it felt like the national discourse was, let's all love the Lob City Clippers. Or it's just like, no, that's a team of frauds. They're losers. When the Warriors lost that playoff series to the Clippers, like it was gut-wrenching to me because I was like, great, this is going to validate the Clippers in everybody's minds. And then the next year when they blew that 3-1 lead to the Rockets, and then that offseason, Doc Rivers was like, oh, they were lucky they didn't face us in the playoffs. It's like, bro, they were ready to face you in the playoffs. Yes. You didn't do your job. You blew a 3-1 lead before it was cool. So, like, don't come at me with this whole, oh, they were lucky nonsense.
And did
so,
it again in the bubble, by the way, against the Denver
Exactly.
Nuggets.
So it's like, Doc Rivers, you're a hack who's been coasting off of that one title in Boston for your entire career.
Keeps getting jobs.
J.J. Redick, you are nothing but a glorified podcast host. Now you're a glorified clipboard holder. Chris Paul, I don't have beef with Chris Paul anymore. He reversed that. Blake Griffin, I thought, always
one of us.
Overrated.
Forever yeah. Warrior Chris Paul, baby.
Blake Griffin, always overrated for what people expect him to be. Congratulations, you jumped over a car. I'm very happy for you, dude. DeAndre
hood
Jordan.
Hood of the car. Wasn't even the full car, just the hood.
Yeah, he jumped over the hood. Like, not even that impressive. You know, DeAndre actually is kind of impressive. DeAndre Jordan, the softest big man you're ever going to see. Like, it's just that
NBA
whole
champion,
team,
by the
that
way.
Whole team was just so ridiculous. And we got to do the injury report.
We do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.